Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. We have 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have southwest winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves from the southwest about 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 4 feet high at about 8 seconds apart. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about the Rose Festival fleet that is passing through town and in Astoria today. These are ships that go by every year during the week leading up to the Portland Rose Festival. And the ships that are going by will be in Portland on the seawall there on the Willamette River over the weekend. And you'll see them come back downriver early next week. But basically, they're there for tours. So I think at least some of them will be available for public tours. And also, we're going to be talking about another tragic accident on the Oregon coast, which resulted in the death of a paraglider. And we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders. We have 7 in our Astoria anchorages. And we have 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. First arrival in the river is the HMCS Nanaimo. She's arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Portland for the Willamette River for the Rose Festival. She is a coastal defense vessel. She'll pass Astoria maybe about 8:30 or so, and I believe that the USS Pinckney, which was at the port of Astoria, left the dock a little while ago and was heading upriver. So the HMCS Nanaimo is from the Canadian Navy. That HMCS means Her Majesty's Canadian Ship, and it denotes that she is a Canadian vessel. So it's kind of like a coastal defense, maybe Coast Guard type of vessel up there in the north, to the north of us in the Vancouver Island area. Also, the HMCS Edmonton will also be passing by today, arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's another Canadian Navy ship headed for the Rose Festival. So possibly four Rose Festival fleet ships on the river today. Next inbound is the USS Independence, arriving from San Diego, headed for the port of Astoria. She's a U.S. Navy vessel, and if I'm correct, she could be a small aircraft carrier. So if you happen to go by Astoria, she should be maybe by 11 a.m. or so at the port of Astoria. Go by and take a look at her. She will, at any rate, be a gray-colored military vessel. And if she's at the port of Astoria, she's probably going to be here in town for the day and leave tomorrow morning to head upriver. So you may see some sailors around town. The Chesapeake Highway is arriving from Japan, headed for the port of Portland. She's a car carrier with Toyotas on board. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 7:30 p.m., which would put her in the Portland area by about 1:30 in the morning, tomorrow morning. The Grand Pace is arriving from South Korea. She's also a car carrier with Hyundais on board, headed for the Port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m., so that would put her in Portland by about 6:30 in the morning tomorrow. Or about 4:30 in the morning tomorrow. It takes about six, seven hours to get up there to the port where she's going. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Simona Star headed for Kalama today at 1 o'clock. Oh, that actually was yesterday, so she's already upriver. The USS Pinckney is on her way upriver. She's a U.S. Navy vessel as well, heading upriver. So if you're upriver from Astoria, you might see her go by. The Peak Liberty is awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage, along with the Peak Proteus and the Sasebo Ace. And the Ultra Tiger, and at the Rice Island Anchorage, a little upriver from Astoria, on the north side of the channel, the Rich Future is awaiting orders there. The ships that are awaiting orders come in, they essentially come in before they can get to their berths and anchor here. It's an opportunity for them to undergo various inspections and stop for a moment and perhaps do some repairs or just undergo various. There's a lot of shoreside stuff that goes on when a ship comes into port. They can take care of some of that when they're in the anchorage. And then when a berth opens up, or sometimes a ship is in their berth and they have to wait for it to finish loading and leave, things like that that can cause vessels to wait in the anchorage. And our outbounders, the Crimson Monarch is leaving Kalama, probably weed on board there, leaving around 8 a.m., passing Astoria then at about maybe 1 o'clock this afternoon. The Cable Innovator is a cable ship that came in earlier this week to the shipyard at Swan Island. She's turning around and heading out again. She could have come in to switch captains. They have captains switch off. So the same captain is not on a ship year-round, switch crews, sometimes pick up new staff and people on board. This is a ship that handles telecommunications cable installation and maintenance and repair out in the ocean. The Ultra Puma is heading out of Vancouver with wheat on board at about 10 a.m., so look for her passing Astoria in late afternoon. The Gorgoi Picus is still at the port of Longview. This is the ship that ran aground on Sunday and had to be refloated with a high tide early Monday morning. So she may still be undergoing inspections. So she hasn't actually left yet. So there may be some reasons why she's being detained there that could have something to do with her running aground on the river. The ATB Dublin Sea is heading out of Portland from a berth that handles petroleum. She's an articulated tug and barge rig, so she was handling refined petroleum. Could be something like jet fuel, diesel, something like that, even biodiesel. The Global Round is leaving Longview from a berth that handles logs. She's leaving about 3 p.m., so maybe 6:30 you might see her outbound. The GMB Athena is leaving the port of Vancouver at about 4 p.m., could pass Astoria outbound then about 10 p.m. And the articulated tug and barge, the Sound Reliance, that's a Crowley Maritime-owned vessel, so a U.S. flag vessel. She's heading out of Portland. Refined petroleum on board there, heading out about 5:30 p.m., so about 11:30. You might see her running lights going by Astoria. Well, another tragic event happening on the coast. I'll read you a little bit from an article in the Tillamook Headlight Herald. A Beaverton, Oregon man is dead after a fatal paragliding crash on the coast. Crews from the Neatarts Oceanside Fire District and the U.S. Coast Guard Station Tillamook Bay were dispatched moments after 5 p.m. on Sunday, June 2nd, to a paraglider reported to be down on the rocks between Cape Lookout State Park and Cape Lookout. Reports from bystanders and other paragliders with radio communications said the person went down south of the Cape Lookout State Park. The victim was found in a remote area that could only be accessed by water rescue crews, according to a report from the Neatarts Oceanside Fire District. A water rescue team made first contact with the victim, finding him at the water's edge unconscious. A fire district rescue swimmer was able to access the victim, but was unable to transfer him to a rescue ski due to the victim being entangled by parasail ropes and needing the assistance of a Coast Guard rescue swimmer. They finally managed to cut him free. He was taken to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead there at the scene. The paraglider reportedly crashed into the ocean. He was seen attempting to use the paraglider as a flotation device. A witness landed on the beach but could no longer see him. So this was a tragic situation where someone was trying to have an enjoyable afternoon that went wrong. A little bit about something to keep in mind when you're enjoying the coast here, even though, you know, it's quite civilized here. We have towns and cities on the coast and highways, but parts of the coast are extremely rugged and qualify as wilderness. And if you get stuck in the wrong place, it could take a while to get you. So that's why we always tell you to wear a PFD, watch the tides. If you get stuck in a place, time is not your friend under those circumstances. And a search and rescue operation can take some time. Because they have to figure out whether it's a high-angle rescue team from the county that helps you or the Coast Guard. All those resources can take some time to find out where you are, and it may just not be very easy to get to you. So another reason to treat our coastal areas with great respect, because when things go wrong, it can sometimes, it doesn't have a happy ending, even though we have tremendous rescue resources here on the coast. It just pays to be careful and mindful. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.